hello, guys and gals, me Mudahar, and you know, they're going for our operating systems again, we're getting hit, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm going to start this off really quickly. This is called the Parents Decide Act, and I'm going to tell you right now, there ain't no parental decisions right over here. So to give you an idea, a lot has been happening in terms of, you know, the whole age verification nonsense. You know, somehow some of the biggest publications in the world are now starting to say, it's raising red flags. Bro, I'm about to rip my ass apart full goatsy right now because I'm going to lose my mind. Where were you people when it already did get bad, when the fight was already on the end? So there's actually a lot to talk about today because there's been a literal barrage of lawsuits that have been, laws that are being introduced that aren't just targeting your operating system. They're targeting your 3D printers. They're threatening your open source crap. Let's get right into the meat and potatoes. So this is a House resolution bill introduced by this Gothheimer, Josh Gothheimer. And this is from New Jersey, total Democrat here. And this guy has introduced the Parents Decide Act. Now, I think there should be a fucking gulag where we throw people in for misrepresenting this kind of crap. So anyways, let me tell you about the Parental Decision Act, okay? When it comes to age verifying the internet, I want to remind you, we started with saying kids shouldn't have access to adult websites, which 100% of the world probably agrees with, okay? But it all escalated into other situations where now all these other bits of social media that normally didn't even need to require IDs are now suddenly working with organizations like Peter Thiel's Associated Persona, where, again, a lot of these companies are grabbing our IDs, facial scans, and effectively we're building this mass surveillance, like, you know, system that basically has tagged a real person with whatever they go to on the internet. And I don't think that shit's okay. Now look, if you're a parent and you're worried that your son is gonna go on an online video game and talk to somebody, then here's a novel concept. Fucking parent your kid, okay? I'm sorry it sounds harsh. There have been some parents that have hit me up, it's like, you don't understand what it's like. I don't give a fuck, okay? I didn't stick your penis or connect your vagina to the other end, to the other genital, okay? Fucking come, make you gestate 9 months, have you pump out a baby so the fucking government has to take care of it and not you, okay? I didn't make that fucking decision, all right? Okay? Stop making your decision affect me. Anyways, let's look at this, okay? So, Section 2, required age verification for users of operating systems. Now, operating system is a very important term. I want you to get an idea here real quick. Every device you use has an operating system, right? You know, not just your computer, also your cell phone device, your Steam Deck, okay? You probably have like a small, to an extent, your PSP, your N-Gage, everything has an operating system attached to it. So the requirement is an operating system provider. So, you know, in rough terms, that would be Apple, Microsoft, Google, or fucking Valve when it comes to SteamOS. A lot of these things will require the user of any operating system device to provide the date of birth of the user in order to set up an account on the operating system and use the operating system. So, first off, this is already kind of bullshit because there exist systems where you don't even need to set up accounts in order to use certain operating systems, right? You can do a lot of things with Unix-based systems, and they're not taking into account. A lot of this is written by a fucking politician that has only ever used their iPhone, I think, or has ever fired up their MacBook, and I'm pretty sure they download all of their Mac stuff. Or even if they have like a Windows system, I guarantee you this person actually goes to the fucking Windows store and downloads the applications through there. Okay, the 1% of person that now is representing the 100% of people out in the country. If a relevant user of an operating system is under 18, okay, they require a parent or legal guardian of the user to verify the date of birth of the user. Then 3, develop a system to allow a developer to access any information as it's necessary, collected by the OS. So literally an API on the actual OS. And we've seen this kind of with Microsoft, Apple, and recently Linux, to carry out this action in any regulation to verify the date of birth. Now, here's the thing. This law of what you're reading is not based on a state. It's not New York State's talking. This is a federal fucking thing. If this gets introduced, which it has, it goes through, and a lot of these people are like, well, we're letting the parents decide, and don't you want to protect fucking kids? Well, what happens is eventually this passes, and because it's a federal law in the United States of America, one of the largest and most important countries in the world, you don't think that this doesn't have the ability and means to affect other countries simply because one of the largest fucking countries' economies have passed it? Are you insane? I have been saying this for over a fucking year. And here we are, man. I'm gonna lose it. Anyways, regulations in general, not later than 180 days after the enactment. Obviously, they're going to have, I guess, meetings. They'll promulgate, and they'll figure out regulations to how an operating system provider can verify the date of birth, or a legal guardian, or of a parent or whatever, carry out the requirements. Data protection standards, which obviously will hopefully ensure that the kind of information that these systems are collecting, and it starts with a birthday, but it very easily could be, you know, a scan of your ID. It very easily could, you know, move on to something as fucked like that. And obviously, we need to make sure if we're at that stage, God forbid, at least our shit doesn't get stolen. Okay, imagine scanning your fucking passport or something, or your driver's license, and suddenly the exposure risk for that is night and day. And then see how an operating system provider shall ensure an app developer can access information collected by an operating system. Sorry, I'm allergic to bullshit. Basically, your operating system will store your information and through, I would imagine, an API access, applications or the internet or some web app would call that API to get like a yes or no or whatever information it may need. You know, they write these bills, and the reason why it pisses me off is that, you know, the person that wrote this doesn't even realize that everything in this fucking bill is already kind of true. For instance, let's say that you buy your kid an iPhone. You know, you have the ability to make sure that your child's iPhone account, their iCloud account, is tied underneath your family account. So if I have, like, I don't know, like a 10-year-old kid and I bought him an iPhone, which I never would, I would make sure that that account is a minor account and it's connected under mine. And if it's connected under you, the parent, congratulations, you can basically control what your kid can and cannot do with their fucking iPhone, their iPad, their Mac. You can basically purchase yourself into a fucking family-friendly ecosystem. And I believe you can even do the same with like Android to an extent, Microsoft's systems, Google, yada, yada, yada. It's just passing these kind of laws, honestly, in my opinion, threaten, you know, a lot of open source platforms like Linux, for instance, where, you know, you have this big battle between some distributions are like, look, we have to fucking abide by the law. And some are just going totally maverick. And they're like, yeah, fuck it. We're going to fight the system. And I stand by the people fighting the system right now. But this is a really fucked up law, okay? And this isn't even the whole thing. There's still far more to come through here. But this is just what's been introduced. Again, much like any law that, you know, touches upon the internet like this, you know, when you have things like SOPA, PIPA, back in the day, when you have stuff like this, the intention seems pure, right? But when they write shit like the parents decide, and then you read it and it's like, oh, well, the operating system, now they have to do all this extra fucking work. And now people who aren't parents or people, you know, who actually do take care of their kids are unnaturally affected because, again, and let's be completely real. These politicians do not care about the children. They first and foremost care about this new surveillance state that unfortunately we're kind of building. You know, we've looked at things like Persona, for instance, and the reason I kind of talked a little bit earlier about things like AIs or anything other than adult websites, this is a bit different, but for instance, on platforms like Claude, you know, Anthropic's like AI platform, literally this week, there was a big update like where in order to be responsible with this powerful technology, they need to find out who is using it in some cases, not every case. And basically they're rolling out identity verification right now for just a few use cases. So we've moved from just adult websites to now, even without any form of government laws pushing these people, what they do is they work with companies and surprise, surprise, unfortunately, your ID and selfie in this case are collected and held by Persona. So Anthropic doesn't see it, but this third-party verification platform, which is tie to Peter Thiel, which blew up when people looked at it in connection with Discord, not even like a couple months ago. This is a whole situation where, look, I think we all can kind of see the writing on the wall, right? Most of the stuff we access on the internet is going to require this level of show us your ID, whether it be a Reddit account, whether it be your Discord account, whether it be a Twitter account, whether it be a YouTube, whether it be whatever account. At some point, any of these organizations can just basically flick the switch and say, you have to prove who you are to us. Now, I kind of get it. I understand. And ultimately, it kind of makes sense to some extent, because maybe you do need to verify who a person is in certain cases, right? Especially when it comes to companies like Anthropic that have kind of been targeted by other organizations where people just basically make paid accounts and effectively pull information out of Anthropic, distill their models so that they can effectively sell them or build their own models off of it. I get why it would piss them off, and I get why they would look into this. I get maybe if there's somebody that is looking to do something bad with their AI, that maybe they need some ID attached to it. Because there have been cases, right? There have been cases where people have been banned from things like ChatGPT because they were actually using it to stalk individuals. And, you know, courts ruled them basically, you know, unable to access entire AI platforms because of their own actions. And, you know, yeah, it comes obviously pretty true for private platforms like, you know, anything Facebook related, anything YouTube related, because maybe they do need to prove if somebody is a real person as opposed to a bot. But generally, I think there's better ways to do this. You know, if Anthropic wanted to confirm my ID, I would just say, take my credit card, okay? Prove that I'm an adult through that. You don't need to know who I exactly am in relation to your account. And look, I think that I trust Anthropic a lot more than I trust companies like Persona in this case. And look, that's just the fucking future of the internet, okay? There's other laws, too, that I think have kind of been mind-blowing as well. For instance, I don't know if you've been following this, but when it comes to California, surprise, surprise, there have been laws where apparently censorship in printing is apparently a thing, too. 3D printing. So California has this bill called AB 2047, which mandates, according to the EFF, censorware. So effectively, what this is that when you buy a 3D printer, a lot of these, like, you know, governments have realized that people are using this shit to print, you know, guns. You know, back when I did deep web browsing, I think the first probably 5 episodes, we probably came across like a deep website that was handing out, you know, STL files, actual blueprint files on guns. So how does a gun work? How does a gun print work, right? For instance, in the wild, you can have people print out entire MP5s. And it's not like, you know, you download an MP5 file, you put it into a 3D printer, and in like 5 minutes you get an MP5. No, you're basically making individual components, you're putting that shit together, and it should in theory function as an actual firearm. Probably not the same level of quality, simply because metallurgy and, you know, whatever the 3D printed resins you're getting will differ vastly in quality. But people can build their own guns. Now, I'm not saying that you should print a gun. In many ways, it's very illegal. In fact, sharing these files in Canada alone is illegal. From what I understand, according to the law, me downloading just a blueprint file for a gun is kind of tantamount to me downloading, like, you know, CP or anything illegal on my actual system. But in some parts of the US, I think you can basically just print whatever the fuck you want. And in some parts, you just can't. It's really state by state in that case. The problem with these kind of fucking laws, as you can imagine, is that, you know, they're going out of their way to stop, you know, firmwares, third-party things like Marlin, for instance, where people are using this to bypass any relation to the state. You know, these guys want to pass special laws where printers now will look carefully at files and go, you can't print that, or you can print that. And again, the argument over here is, listen, if you are somebody that cares a lot about open source systems, you should probably care that you have full, complete control over it. Even if people can do bad things with the technology, dude, people can do bad things with Frontier AI. People can do bad things with the Tor browser. People can do bad things with anything on the internet, okay? Should we just ban all of this shit to begin with, right? You know, I feel like the gun bans and now when you look at operating systems and open source stuff, it's almost like a weird convergence. And the reason I've kind of talked about this a little bit is because you know, some of the implementations that I'm seeing with these open source bans or these sort of talks when it comes to guns, I would be scared shitless to see them also applied somewhat similarly to possible software that we install on a day-to-day basis on our computers. Look, I don't know what the world's going to look like in the next few years. What I do know is the world in the next few years is going to be vastly more controlled than it ever was back when I started making content on the internet, which is back in like 2012. You know, it almost felt like the internet around that time. Honestly, it felt like the internet in the 2000s was more of a Wild West than anybody can conceive. And if you were born in the last 10, like, dude, if you were born post 2016, 2012, you really did miss out on that golden year where the internet or just technology used to be this amazing place where people were allowed to express themselves 100% freely. And now it's headed towards a place where everyone is conditioned to have things locked down as much as they can. You know, it's funny, if I took my aunt's kids and I sat them across from me and I showed them, you know, what you can do with a computer back in the day, you know, they'd still be wondering, how did you install that application without an app store? How did you install that without an account? That would be the questions I'd be asked, because some of these kids are not even raised to know that computing used to be open and free. Now they're raised in situations where they're conditioned by default that you can go to any vendor you want, but everything's gonna be locked down. And the age verification stuff, again, just to tie it all back to this video, what really sucks the most about this is that there is such a push. It went from let's stop adult websites reaching the eyeballs of minors, which noble goal, to how do we implement so many of these checks at the operating system level, where eventually, you know, once these laws are kind of introduced and passed, as hard as they seem to enforce, they create the mechanism where the computers that we use have to fundamentally change for the worse in order to comply with a lot of these out-of-touch laws made by politicians that, let's be honest, genuinely don't care about you, me, or the children. They care about their connections to larger mass surveillance firms. They care about who's lobbying them, who's paying them to push this kind of crap. And the more I talk about it, the more people are like, are you fucking crazy? Do you care about children? Like, it's gotten to this emotional fucking point where every time I talk about this, there's some douchebag in the comment section who wonders, well, Muto, why do you care so much? Do you have something to hide? Do you not care about the kids? No, you ass. I care about my computer. I care about my freedoms more than I care about the nanny state trying to take care of me, when I know that's not what they care about, dude. You know, I'm a young guy, but I grew up in a world where post 9/11, you have things like the Patriot Act, which allowed the government to look so deep into everything in your personal life. Mass surveillance was introduced right there, okay? Then I saw, you know, scandals like Prism, for instance, where a NSA contractor showed just how deep the US was when it came to looking into everyone's email, social media accounts, backends. And now I'm looking at a point where, again, the government wants to mandate all of these checks and balances at the OS level. You know, if I was somebody that was like a 100% Windows or Mac user and I never had the ability out of it, I'd be worried. You know, being a Linux person, I feel like I've developed this sort of like this fuck you attitude to like mass surveillance, this fuck you attitude to the government, because realistically, I'm just sitting here running my own systems in my own little private bubble. You know, even when it comes to things like AI companies, like I don't like using big frontier models, but even when it comes to these AI companies that now want to possibly ID you, you know, it's going to get to a point where I do really have to teach people that, you know, you're going to have to go onto the internet, you're going to have to go find models on your own, download these to your system, and start using them, on your actual computer, as opposed to the big ones, because might be the only way for you to, you know, use new technology on your system privately, safely, and far away from the prying eyes of organizations that choose to go into bed with Peter Thiel-connected, like, organizations. Really fucked up stuff to see. But ladies and gentlemen, this is me, Mudahar, and, wanted to yap a little bit. I am out.